We were poor. I didn't know shoes was a big thing. Wearing Nike, Adidas was a big deal here. I was wearing Pro Wings. That's all I could afford to wear. My name is Anish Prakash, and we got into the hotel business many, many years ago as children when my parents migrated from Fiji Islands. My parents didn't know a lot about, you know, talk about culture shock. They didn't know what people were doing in hotels at that time, because in Fiji, that type of environment is not so much normal. So I saw prostitutes, I saw pimps, I saw drug dealers in these some, you know, hotels, which were, made it really uncomfortable. But I grew up around that environment, so I began to recognize who these people are really fast. I didn't go out, play with kids. I was cleaning up rooms. I was helping out, cleaning up the parking lot, doing maintenance, doing whatever I can to help out my family. That was my childhood. Growing up in South Sacramento in the 80s was a little difficult. I didn't speak any English. I really didn't fit into any groups too well. Even the Indian community that was here, didn't fit in with them either. Been bullied, experienced racism. So that was very difficult. Well, I came a little earlier than my brother. I was in my elementary school, 8, 9 years old.
This is Amit Prakash. And my story started a little bit later than my brother Anish's. I came here right after my high school in Fiji. So I was 18 years old. It was just, I would never forget that day. It was just seeing everybody together and just, you know, getting ready to give each other a hug, and just I'm meeting my brother, my sister, my parents after such a long time. And not only that, it was just, we realized how much we have missed those memories that were not created.
Yeah, he jumped right on top of me, gave me a big hug. I almost fell over. It was just, you know, we were crying, tears are flowing. It was very emotional. Never gonna forget that.
So I was lucky because of, you know, all the struggle that Anish has went through. He prepared me for my best and my worst day. So I was kind of, I was a lucky child.
Hey, this is Anish again. It's never easy when you move somewhere new and have to start your life all over.
So my grandparents were already living in South Sacramento, right off of Detroit Boulevard. That was, you know, that was our main hub. That piece of house, that a piece of property is not property. You know, it's very emotional attachment for us. Detroit Boulevard in South Sacramento was always home. And coming back to grandparents' house was everything. I mean, I remember a time, I'm pretty sure Anish remembers that too, when we used to come back and you can imagine like 20 people packed in four-bedroom, two-bath house, and we all sleeping on the floor. If you ask me, that was the best part of my life because the entire family was together.
Wherever your family is, that's truly where your home is. Doesn't matter, it's a house or whatever, but as long as your family is together, that's the most important thing.
Well, imagine everybody growing up together, and then you have those moments, your memories, like you have fought. You know, he punched me or he punched him. Oh, I remember the very first bloody nose I had. You know, it was my brother. We didn't get that, but I think because we met at a little bit later in life, I think we have the relationship that we have now is much more stronger because we realize how much we have missed out. And that's why we work so good together. We might want to punch each other once in a while, but it's all good.
Wouldn't want anybody else to be my business partner.